viewers, welcome to our cooking show today here on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. My name is Amber and today I have two very special helpers. Could you tell everyone your name, please?
Yasmin.
And?
Bella.
Bella. And today we are going to be making some very special vegan cupcakes. We are coming to you from Brisbane, Australia, and we're so happy that you can join us today. We are preparing some very special food, some party food, for their brother's surprise birthday party, aren't we? What's your brother's name?
Quentin.
Quentin, yeah. And we're going to get some very special cupcakes ready because cupcakes are his favourite. Now, we're going to be making three different kinds of cupcakes today. Yasmin, what kind are you going to be making?
Chocolate
cupcakes. And Bella?
I'm making coconut.
You're making coconut. And I'm going to be making some Australian Leamington cupcakes. Leamingtons are famous in Australia. Australians love to eat them at parties, tea parties, birthday parties. So let's have a look at all the ingredients that we all need to use for our vegan cupcakes. So we all need to be using some, what's that?
Flour.
Some organic plain flour. Yasmin, we're all going to be needing some organic raw
sugar.
Very good. And we're all going to be using, who knows what's in here?
Salt.
Very good. And we're all going to be using some baking powder. We all need 3 teaspoons of the baking powder. Now, Yasmin is going to be making chocolate cupcakes, so she needs to be using one different ingredient to us. What's your different ingredient that you're going to be using today, Yasmin? It's called?
Cocoa.
Cocoa, very good. And Bella, you have got 2 different ingredients for your coconut cupcakes today. What are you going to be using?
Lime.
Lime and coconut milk. Very good. Okay, and I'm going to be using some canola oil. You're not going to be using the canola oil today because you're using the coconut milk. And you have got canola oil here.
Can I frosting the cupcakes too?
Can you frost the cupcakes too? Yes, you're going to frost your... We're all going to frost our own cupcakes today, later on, after they cook in the oven. Yes, we can just do our ingredients now. Okay, so first of all, what we need to put in the bowl is our dry ingredients. What do you think we can put in first? Yes.
The flour,
very good. So we need to sift the flour into the bowl so that it gets some air in it so that the cupcakes come up nice and fluffy. Okay, so we'll get our flour, everybody, and tip it into your sifter, right?
All of it?
All of it in there, very good. Okay, now another dry ingredient we have is the
sugar.
So we'll put our sugar in our sifter, yes, and then we need to put in our salt. Tip in 1/4 teaspoon of salt, put it in there as well, and we also all need 3 teaspoons.
Three teaspoons
of baking powder. Would you like to have a turn? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay. And now it's your turn, Yasmin. She's going to put in 3. Can you count with us at home? Ready?
1, 2, 3 teaspoons
of baking powder. Very good. Thank you. Now what we need to do is we need to just pick up our sifters just a little bit, get our wooden spoons and just mix it around and make sure it falls down and gets lots of air in there so that our cupcakes are nice and fluffy. Yep, excellent. Oh, you know what we forgot? Stop everybody. Yasmin, we forgot 1 ingredient to put in yours that's dry. I wonder what that was.
Cocoa.
We forgot the cocoa. There's 1/2 cup of cocoa in the chocolate cupcakes. Can you tip the cocoa in with your dry ingredients? Very good. Phew! We nearly forgot the cocoa. They won't turn out chocolatey if we don't put the cocoa in the chocolate ones, will they? Okay. So, sift it all through. Hold it up a little bit high. You can even just shake it a little bit. Yep. Very good. We might tip Yasmin's into this bigger sifter. Tip it in there, darling. That's it. Very good. Because it will fit. Because you had cocoa in yours and there was a lot more. Oh, look at it all go down like that. In it all goes. Wow. It's a nice chocolatey colour, isn't it? Okay. How are you going? We might tip yours into this one. And we'll give it a little shake. Very good. Getting nice hair in there. Very good. Okay. Now we have our dry ingredients in the bowl. And now we need to put in our
wet.
We need to put in the
wet.
The wet ingredients. Now, in the vanilla cupcakes, we're going to put a cup of the organic soy milk. Now, with the soy milk that you use, it's good to use one with that is calcium enriched because it seems to work better in this recipe. So can you put your calcium enriched organic soy milk in there? Yes. Put a well in the middle, pour it in. Very good. Very good. Now, in the chocolate ones, we are going to put some canola oil. So you can tip your canola oil in. In the Leamington ones, we're going to put 1/4 cup of canola oil. And in yours, we're not going to put canola oil. We're going to put
coconut milk.
Coconut milk. Now you need 1 cup of coconut milk. So we might just pour it in there. That's probably enough. And we can, yep, pour it in and start stirring the wet ingredients into the dry ingredients. That's it.
Make it all fluffy.
Yes. So it's nice and runny. And if it's, you can add a little bit more milk if you need to, or a little bit more canola oil if you think it's not runny enough. Okay. This is a good consistency. If you can put the spoon through there like that, that's a good runny consistency for your cupcakes. Now, if we have a look at the chocolate, I think it's just not runny enough. Yasmin, what do you think we could put in there to make it a little bit more runny? A little bit more?
Milk.
Milk, very good. Okay. Now, if your mixture isn't runny enough, you can just put some milk aside in a little cup and just pour in a little bit at a time extra. So mix that in and we'll see how that goes because it is a bit stiff, the chocolate. Okay. Now, Bella, with your coconut cupcakes, what is the one ingredient left that we have to put in?
Lime.
The lime. It's actually the juice of the lime. The reason we put the lime juice in last is because it can react with the baking powder. So we have to make sure we put it in last, mix it in, and then quickly put it into our cupcake papers. So we just squeeze it in there. The juice of a lime. Oh, yeah. That's it. Okay, beautiful. Mix it in.
Oh,
very good. Okay, now we are ready to put our mixture into the
oven.
Whoa, you can't just put this into the oven. You can't put a bowl paper. In the oven into the paper. Oh, yep, good girl. Excellent. Okay. Yasmin and Bella have got beautiful manners. Did you just hear they just said? Thank you. Very beautiful manners. Well done, girls. Okay, we are ready to start spooning our mixture into our paper, little cupcake papers, and we're ready to go and put them in the oven.
You've got Yasmin's.
Okay, sorry, I've got Yasmin's. Swap them. Okay. Get your teaspoons, and we're going to get a teaspoon of the mixture, and we're going to put it into just a little bit. Now, you only want to half fill your paper. If you fill it up too much, then it will rise up and up and up and all over and look like a big mushroom, a funny old mushroom. And we don't want funny looking mushroom cupcakes, do we? We want perfect cupcakes. So put them down in front of you or next to you, whatever is comfortable for you. And look, doesn't matter if it spills, because cooking can be very messy sometimes. Let me just fill them all up. So when we get our papers filled up correctly, we're going to go back into the kitchen and put them in a moderate oven for 15 minutes. About halfway through that 15 minutes, we're going to turn the cupcakes around in the oven just to make sure, because all ovens are different, that they all get baked beautifully and evenly. How are we going, girls? Kind of good.
Make sure you come back to join us tomorrow on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We'll sing songs, frost our cupcake cuties, and surprise Quentin for his birthday. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May the sweet morsels of life decorate your days with smiles and delight. Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.